Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
We have some warriors on our side, including from the great state of Washington.
Yep.
That we love. Representative Marilyn Strickland joins us now. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks so much for coming. I have to ask you, did you think in 2022 you would have to be voting to protect, same-sex marriage, contraception rights, a woman's ability to cross state lines to get health care? I mean, this is...
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's crazy. So I'm a freshman in Congress. So this has been 18 months. And I tell people, I can't believe it's already been almost 2 years. And I can't believe it has only been 2 years.
Right.
And you're right. You know, who thought in 2022 we'd be voting to protect the right to a safe and legal abortion and reproductive health care? And then, you know, hearing an opinion from one of the Supreme Court justices that basically opens the door and says, well, it's not protected in the Constitution. So a lot of us started thinking, well, what's next?
Yeah. Well, you're a freshman, so you must have thought, is this hazing or is this always like this? Is it always? I mean, I'm wearing my squad T-shirt because AOC, 17 other members of Congress arrested. They were obviously protesting the overturning of Roe v. Wade. So obviously, Ayanna Pressley, I don't know if you were part of this group, but exercising their First Amendment rights when, you know, if you'll forgive me, with the J6 hearing tomorrow, we still have, in my opinion, insurrectionists in Congress mm-hmm. that haven't been arrested. And we are protesting half the country losing their bodily autonomy, right?
Right. No, it's insane. And think about something like, you know, access to safe and legal abortion. That should be a private decision between a woman and her healthcare provider. And you think about what happened to that poor 10-year-old girl where this thing became, you know, a national drama and it played out, and something that should have been private and personal took a stage because it's become a wedge issue for people who don't believe in our basic rights.
I'm just curious. I saw a clip on TV, Chris, you might know. You wallow in right-wing world more than I do. But of Tucker Carlson, you know, calling the president a liar, saying, well, this, I can't believe this whole thing, and it's based on a lie. Do they ever go back and apologize?
Oh, God, no.
Did he ever retract that this was not a lie?
No. They just move on to the next lie.
No, I mean, that's the thing about this media environment. People are fed a steady diet of garbage, and they believe it. And so people can just say anything and people think it's true.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
You tweeted, as a woman, I am fighting for to protect abortion access after SCOTUS gutted our right to reproductive freedom. The Ensuring Women's Right to Reproductive Freedom Act will protect the constitutional right to travel across state lines to seek reproductive care. Again, shocking that you have to do this, right? But you do.
Shocking that you have to do this, but you just never know. Right. And, you know, we know, Stephanie, that after Roe v. Wade was gutted and shot down by the Supreme Court, 26 states had something on deck to restrict the rights to travel. And you see, and here's the deal too, this isn't just affecting women who want to get an abortion, people want to get an abortion. It's making healthcare providers afraid to provide basic essential care to save lives. And there's an example in Michigan, for example, where a woman was denied service because she had a ruptured ectopic pregnancy because doctors feared prosecution. So it's not just affecting the rights of those women who need abortion services.
Yeah.
It's having an effect on healthcare providers too.
Well, and Representative, as I keep saying on this show almost every day, an ectopic pregnancy is not a pregnancy. It's a medical crisis. It's never going to result in a pregnancy. I mean, it's this, and I'm glad you brought that up. The Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita has been hit with a formal misconduct complaint over his threats to prosecute a doctor who performed the abortion on that 10-year-old. They filed a complaint against him. They alleged he intended to harass and intimidate Dr. Caitlin Bernard when he falsely insinuated she did not properly file a report. She did report, right? They singled out Rokita's decision to publicly disparage her, threatened to prosecute her during an interview on Fox News as a major red line that no attorney general should cross. They said the attorney general is tasked with protecting citizens, not going after them without evidence on television. It seems like these Republicans are so, you know, eager to get on Fox News that they don't even check. I mean, the original didn't even check that there was a 10-year-old raped in his state. Could not wait to go on Fox News to call this a lie. When all he had to do was call Columbus Police Department, correct?
Correct. And again, this is not about protecting the sanctity of life. This is about control. It's about controlling women's bodies. It's about controlling our economic opportunities. This is about control. And I said this on the steps of the Capitol when we had the presser with, you know, Speaker Pelosi and Lizzie Fletcher, the other co-sponsor of the bill. And this is about control. And if you look at all the different things that are happening, you know, we had to pass something to protect marriage. This is marriage between LGBTQ people and even interracial marriage, because you just don't know. You know, we're going to pass a bill tomorrow about protecting the right to contraception. Yeah. And, you know, some people will say, well, why are you doing all this? Because Roe v. Wade being overturned just opened the door to too much possibility of our rights being stripped away. Yeah. They took voting rights away. So I want to make sure that, you know, we are fully aware of what is happening right now.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is then they say the quiet part out loud, whether it's Clarence Thomas or Ted Cruz, just like, we're coming for marriage equality next. Right. I mean, you know, so the other thing, again, it just sort of baffles me that it would be partisan anyway. You tweeted, I'm proud to support David Cicilline's Active Shooter Alert Act to give local police departments the ability to send out Amber-like messages during active shooter incidents. I wouldn't imagine anyone would disagree on this, that parents would like to know if there's an active shooter in their...
Right.
But Republicans voted against that as well, right?
Well, you know, you can't say you're the party of law and order when you vote against things that will actually help law enforcement keep us more safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't understand how you do your job every day, particularly as a freshman. If I were you, I would have just like gone just in a cul-de-sac and just like, nope, I'm out.
this is a really important distinction, because, you know, I believe that for some people who are on the other side of the aisle, this is the whole point. They're trying to wear you down. They're trying to intimidate you. They're trying to bully you.
Yes.
And I say to my colleagues, it's like, this is a time when we really say, I'm not going anywhere. I am here to fight for the people and to fight for our civil rights.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And I think it's so doable that we take the Senate. But, you know, one thing that I know is, I'm sure, important to you and me, too, is that we've got to stop playing into the, oh, well, we're going to lose the House. It's just, you know, that's the way it goes. That's historically, like, no, we cannot, because they are not, they've already told you who they are. They're going to investigate Hunter Biden. They're going to try to impeach Merrick Garland, Joe Biden. They're not going to do anything that helps you. I mean, right now, they voted against no, you know, price gouging at the gas pump. Baby formula, insulin, you name it, on and on. They voted against everything that might help the average American.
No, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, what you have here is, like, you know, the Democrats are earnestly trying to solve problems, right? Those bills that you just mentioned. And you have them voting no because they're trying to take our pain and use it for political gain and power. Yeah. And you're right, Stephanie. They have been, you know, in broad daylight, here's what we're going to do. I mean, look at January 6th. It couldn't have been more blatant about what the plan is. And so I tell people that, you know, as an elected official, my job is to deliver for the people at home and in this country to try to solve problems. And I do believe that when we come to Congress, we have those intentions. But you have to ask yourself, what is going on when a party has been taken over by extremists and all they do is vote against every single bill and opportunity to help the American people right now?
And Representative, you brought up January 6th. Obviously, the big hearing tomorrow. I mean, they were hoping that nobody was paying attention or nobody. But I mean, you know, based on, and I'm sure tomorrow in primetime is going to get another huge rating, but, you know, close to 60% of Americans are watching. 60% of them think Donald Trump should be prosecuted. So the January 6th hearings are breaking through, aren't they?
No, they are. And, you know, to the credit of the committee, they are laying out the case in a very thoughtful way. They're not using a bunch of legal jargon. They're just telling the American people, Donald Trump knew he lost the election. Donald Trump aided and abetted this violent insurrection. And they were probably people that I served with were complicit in this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. Well, get the popcorn ready for tomorrow night. Representative, always a pleasure. It's so nice to meet you. Our last show was in Seattle, so we're dying to go back. But anyway, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, come back anytime. Representative Merrick Strickland of the great state of Washington. Woo! Thanks so much.